The global community is today observing Malaria Day with a call on governments and health advocates to invest heavily in the fight against malaria. The appeal is to enable health partners and crusaders to continue with their strategies to battle the disease to the lowest level in affected communities. In Ghana, the National Malaria Control Program says the country has made progress in the fight against the disease, resulting in a decline in the number of malaria-related deaths. Rita Mpabintete has this piece on Malaria Day.
Believe it or not, malaria is a very dangerous disease, and when not protected from it, one can easily be infected and in some critical cases leading to one's death. Malaria is also common in many homes, as it is perceived that the slightest body weakness, headache and pains, what victims first suspect is malaria. Malaria is no respecter of person, but the most vulnerable are children and pregnant women. It is caused by the bite from a type of mosquito called Anopheles mosquito. It has led many victims to their graves early. Africa suffers mostly from malaria, maybe because of the sanitation and environmental-related challenges. Ghana is therefore no exception when the country continues to battle with sanitation issues. At the pre-launch event in Accra, speaker after speaker reiterated the need to invest in the fight against malaria. This is because Ghana has a better story to tell when it comes to malaria control.
We are at a critical point. We have made gains. We should not do anything that reverses the gains that we have made. If we remove or we stop or we reduce what we are doing, then we will need to go back. That means we'll be reversing the gains that we have made, and malaria will shoot up.
It is a day for a unified commemoration of the global effort to combat one of the most world-dreaded deadly diseases, very high negative impact on our health and also on socio-economic development. And as a country, we need to do everything possible to turn the turmoil and make sure that our children are adequately protected.
There is the fear that if resources are not channeled into malaria control, the country will record worse and disturbing data on deaths caused by malaria. These are national policies and strategies being championed by the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service. But at the local level, what are some of the immediate steps people must take to fight malaria?
I was in my room 15 minutes before going to sleep.
I use insecticides. Spray. I spray the room and then close all the doors and then I leave the place for some time. And then after like 30 minutes, I go and then I'm asleep.
Hello. How do you protect yourself from getting malaria?
By sleeping in mosquito nets.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I know the men, they don't like sleeping in the bed.
We do.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm being truthful, trust me.
Really? Yeah. And what about your household? Do they all sleep?
Some do.
Well, how come others don't?
Some complain that there's a lot of heat in the mosquito net.
I sleep under the mosquito net.
All the time?
All the time, yes. Because without a mosquito net, I am afraid of mosquito bites. Either I sleep under the mosquito or I use spray, mosquito spray.
Another significant point expressed by health experts is self-medication when malaria becomes a primary suspect in one's body discomfort. Again, health advocates say test, confirm before treatment should be the best option for patients.
When you suspect you have malaria, please get yourself tested and treat with the correct medication. When you are treating, because the medicines are very effective, you take it by first day. By second day, you think you are okay. Some people stop taking it, but that is the danger.
Indeed, observing World Malaria Day today is very crucial, especially to remind policymakers that they should not redirect their resources into other areas, but should continue by way of investing in malaria control. The public must also be reminded that the best way to control malaria is to keep the environment clean, adhere to hygienic and sanitation practices, and embrace the national strategies put out by the National Malaria Control Program. These include sleeping in treated nets, indoor residual spraying, among others. Maybe it is about time husbands led the way by sleeping in treated nets to encourage their families to do same.